Okay, so does anyone remember what we spoke about, what we talked about last week? Pardon? What? Heaven and hell. Did we have any, like, afterlife? Shh, I hear people speaking. Darn it, don't look up there. Wait, no, don't look up there. Okay, afterlife, heaven and hell, what else? Do you remember any specifics? Universalism? What's universalism? Do you remember? Do you guys remember what? Everybody's saved no matter what. And do we as CTF, do we agree with universalism? No. Why don't we agree with it? Like, why? What's the matter with universalism? It's bad, but why? Like, tell me. It doesn't agree with the Bible. It's lying. What did you say? There's no reason for Jesus to die on the cross. That's amazing. That's the best answer I've heard so far. Thanks. What about you? The only way to heaven is through Jesus. Does anyone remember like a specific Bible verse? Like, I am the... No one comes to the... What's the address? John 15... 14, 6. Good job. Good job. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about heaven. Who likes heaven? I do. Who wants to be my assistant to write on the board? Okay, Kennedy. You have to write pretty, though. Who writes... Josh, do you write pretty? That's a little stereotypical. Okay, Jez. Because I want you to learn. I want you to be part of it. Okay. So. Okay, can you put heaven? Okay, just write heaven. Okay, when you think of heaven, close your eyes. What do you see? Clouds and hearts? Okay, I want you to draw clouds and hearts. Yep, we're giving Jez a little test of drawing right now. Okay, clouds and hearts, what else? A golden road. Okay, you have to draw a golden road. Golden gates. Okay, Jesus sitting on a throne. Very golden, what? Golden robe. Road, not robe. Road. Okay, that can be Jesus sitting on the throne. Rainbows. We can draw rainbows. Not bad, Joe's, not bad. Jesus sitting on the throne. We need Jesus. Oh, cherubims, right? I love cherubims. Cherubims. Like the angels with like the foreheads, like an eagle and a ox and like a million eyes on its wings. It's really cool. What the heck is that? This is a chair. What is that?
It's Jesus sitting on the throne.
That's Jesus? Okay, that's Jesus, apparently. Maybe you want to write Jesus, because I would get confused. Yeah, it does look quite scary. I hope Jesus doesn't look like that. Anything else? Who's there? Jesus is there. Who else? God and the Holy Spirit? Moses. Yes, I want to meet Moses, too. I want to meet Moses. Who else? Joshua and Daniel. Jeremiah. Who? Okay, if you were to choose one character, well, not character, one person to meet, that's not Jesus, because we're all going to meet Jesus. But who's, like, the one person you really just want to, like, I just want to see you face to face? What? Samson. Why? He's strong. Elijah. Why? He's cool. Miracles. How about girls? Esther. I want to meet Esther, too. She's cool. How about you? Is anyone you want to meet specifically? Deborah. Yeah, Deborah's pretty cool. I want to meet, like, Rachel. Because I want to see how pretty she is, you know? Like, I want to see. Yeah, I want to see Rachel. Okay. And is there anything else to add to our heaven? Right here? Caesar? Anything else? Saul? Paul, you mean? Paul? Saul? That Paul? Okay. Cool. Good job. So this is what heaven looks like. In our minds right now, that's what we can grasp at the moment. Okay, so what does the Bible say about heaven? Like, what are some concepts? You can write some words. What are some concepts that we know of from the Bible that talks about heaven? It's always daytime. Like, there's no light. I mean, there's no dark because God is light. Hey, No, there is no dark and there's always light, right? There's no sleep. I don't know if there's sleep. I personally don't know. What else? We're always worshiping God, right? So there's like a heavenly party, sort of, like a, it's gonna be party. Singing songs. What else? You can teleport? I guess you could. I don't know. We'll be ruling and reigning with Christ. I like that. Anything else? What, like, can you think of specific Bible verses that speak about heaven? Revelations, what? There's no crying. That's a good one. No tears in heaven. No pain and no tears in heaven. Is there Christmas in heaven? I don't know. Maybe every day will be like Christmas. Like, we're just constantly celebrating, right? So, what else? How about from someone I don't know? I mean, I haven't heard from. There'll be no sin. There's no sin. That's perfect. Someone I haven't heard from. Someone I haven't heard from. There's no sin. Yeah, that's a good one. Is that pretty much it? Is that what heaven looks like to us? Like, from what we know? Ish? Yeah? The angel's right here. Can everyone see our heaven? So, there's no Bible. I don't know. I guess we would all know the Bible so well. Yeah, no sickness. That's good. Good job. Yeah, so the Bible is the word of God, so I think we would know it really well, and we'd be able to. Heaven's a really hard topic because I've never been there personally. I don't know if any of you guys have. No? Was anyone here for the what's his name? Ian McCormick. Who listened to what he said, actually? Like, who actually, like, tuned in? What did he talk about? He got stung by a jellyfish. He went to heaven. He went to hell first, and then he went to heaven. And then he came back to earth. Who loved what he spoke about? It was so real, right? Oh, my gosh. It was ridiculous. Okay, thanks, Jez. You're a good assistant. Good job. Good job. Give him a round of applause. Okay, so heaven, let's go on to the next slide. Oh, so what is it like and who gets in? Who do you think gets into heaven? That's a good answer. Who thinks they'll get into heaven here? I want to see everyone's hands raised, I hope. Okay, why do we get to get in heaven? Because we believe in Christ. We believe he died for us and he rose again. And he washed away our sins, right? Yep. How about you? Our names are written in the book of life. I like that. We have really good connections. Oh, yeah, we do have connections. That's true. We got the best connections in the world, I would say. Okay. So we know that eternity, what does eternity mean? It means, like, never ending. And we know that heaven is never ending, right? Like, we know that it goes on forever and ever. And it's kind of cool because, like, if you actually think about it, heaven's like sort of I was talking to someone this morning, we were praying, and they're like, it's sort of like an internship before we go into heaven, which is kind of cool because right now I'm in an internship. Me, Jez, Dave, and Dave are in internships, and it's like an internship before we step out into the real world and do what God's calling us to do. Like, it's a preparation, right? So right now, if you think about our time on earth as an internship before we get to heaven, it's like prepping us for what heaven has for us. And from the sounds of it, it sounds pretty awesome, I'd say. And I think it'd be really cool to have an experience like Ian, but then not a lot of us do. But it's still cool because we still get to, like, prepare our hearts and be like, yes, I'm waiting for your return, Jesus. Like, this is exciting. Who's excited for Jesus to come back? Who's kind of scared a little bit? A little bit, yeah. I mean, it is kind of scary. So, okay, we know that eternity is one of the most common topics in the Bible. And all religions actually believe in a heaven, which is kind of weird because it's interesting. I don't know. Does anyone know about any other religions that believe in heaven? Buddhism, yeah. How about you? Sorry? Judaism. Yeah, what did Judaism believe, you know? Yeah, God's going to come, and there's a heaven. How about you, Ernesto? Sorry, hand up. Egyptians believe in heaven. So pretty much, yeah. Yeah, New Age. Universalism, believe that all people go to heaven. Islam, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so pretty much all religions believe that there's a heaven. Actually, all of them. And I don't know. Well, atheist, I guess it's sort of a religion, but yeah, they don't believe, they just believe we die and rot in the earth, basically. The absence of religion. Yeah, that's true. That's good. I like that. Okay, so Jesus said he was going there, right? So Jesus, before he left, he gave us like little snippets of what heaven is like. And who's read through the whole of New Testament? Good job, guys. Who like loves it when Jesus talks about like end times and heaven and stuff? I love it. It's like so epic. I like highlight that section like so intensely and I'm like, yes. Okay, so heaven is an ancient theme in the Bible. And if we look up there, it has a verse for us. And it says, looking down from heaven, your holy dwelling place, and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us as you promised on an oath to our forefathers, a land flowing of milk and honey, Deuteronomy 26:15. So we know that throughout the Bible, it's not like it's only that the heaven's only mentioned in New Testament. It's been mentioned throughout the whole of the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New. And the one thing I love about the Bible is, even though it's written by like a million people and like so many authors, it all points to one thing. And what is that one thing? Do you know what it is? Jesus. It points to Jesus. The one thing that all the stories point to is Jesus. When they're talking about Moses, they're pointing to Jesus. The reason why is because at that time they needed someone to like redeem them and take them out of Egypt, right? But in a way, like Moses was a small glimpse of Jesus, who Jesus was. And when Jesus came, we got like that one eternal sacrifice forever. And so it's really cool because Jesus always talks about heaven, and Jesus is actually there now. I believe he's there now. Yeah, he's definitely there now. But he's here with us because we have the Holy Spirit, which is really cool. So heaven is going to come really quickly because Jesus always tells us, you know, like to be on guard and to be prepared for the time he comes and he returns. So in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. So we know that we always have to sort of be prepared for what Jesus has to come in the future, right? And to be honest, like we never really know when our lives will end. You know, of course we want to live till like 80 and stuff, but sometimes if Jesus chooses, you know, we might leave before then. And so we should always live our lives like today's the last day and like live it to the fullest for the glory of God. I know I don't do that all the time and I often like take advantage of that. But if you actually think about it, if we know that heaven's coming quickly, we should live every day like out of that revelation of knowing he might return tomorrow, or we might be in there and be in heaven with him tomorrow. So what else do we know about heaven? We know that heaven can live inside us, right? How is that possible, though? I don't really understand. Like, how do you think heaven can live inside of us right now? Because Jesus lives in us, right? And our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. So has anyone ever seen like or felt like heaven manifest on earth? Someone gets healed. It's perfect. Those are like two perfect examples of when heaven sort of manifests on earth. Has anyone like personally experienced one where they like encounter God and stuff? Or yeah? Do you want to share your experience? No? Okay, who was here for Fresh Wind? Do you remember the first set when Corey was playing, like the Friday night? And there was like this huge party and there was like 2,000 youth in the auditorium and we were just like dancing, like I was sweating so much because I was dancing so much. And like, for me, that was such a huge glimpse of heaven, because not only were there like 2,000 of us celebrating together, but actually like the presence of God was so thick in that place. It was like we were dancing heaven on earth. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, if we're going to party like this in heaven all the time, I don't ever want to go clubbing or like go to parties, like lame earthly parties, because they don't even compare. Like, you know, like in heaven, it's so cool, because like when God manifests heaven on earth, it's like the best thing you can ever experience. Like, you get a little, just like a small little glimpse of what it's going to be like. And yeah, it's really cool. Okay, next slide. So heaven is a place of rewards. You know how we always hear like, oh, you'll be rewarded in heaven, but it's kind of hard to grasp that. But in Matthew 5:12, it says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they prosecute the prophets who were before you. So like, yeah, it's kind of cool that we will get rewards in heaven, and we'll get like each a house. And what kind of house do you want? I want a beach house. I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. A water house? Nice. Cliffs. I don't know how it's going to look, but it sounds pretty cool from the looks of it. Okay. So we know we're going to be rewarded in heaven. And we know that it's a place where Jesus is right now. And in Mark 16:19, it says, after the Lord Jesus had spoke to them, he was taken up to heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. So we know that Jesus is there right now, and we know that that's where he dwells right now. He's on the throne. This is our Jesus, and he's on the throne right now. And we know that heaven is forever. We know that it reigns forever, and that's where we're going to be forever, and that's eternity for us. And it says in Thessalonians 4:17, after that, we who are still alive and our left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever. What if you could ask Jesus one question about heaven, what would you ask him? What does it look like? Yeah, I want to know what it looks like too. We know that there's like a river in the middle of it, right? We know that there's a new heaven, like that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. How big? Yeah, I want to know how big heaven mansions are. Did you ask? Yeah, it's probably going to be really small. So let's read Revelations 21:1 together. So do we want to all read it together? We're just going to say it together, okay? Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. So let's just go back to the first page, Revelations 21:1. What stands out to you in this verse? New heaven, new earth. I like that too. There's going to be no sea. Yeah, I don't really understand that, but it's kind of cool. New Jerusalem. As a bride. I love that part, as a bride, because there's actually a huge emphasis of God as the bridegroom and us as a bride. Yeah. I think there might not be a sea in the new heaven and new earth. I don't really know, but it's kind of cool. What else stands out to you? Is there anything else? So we know, like, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. Jez, can I get you to write it? So we know there's going to be new heaven and new earth. There's no longer going to be a sea, and yeah. We'll be prepared as a bride, right? Let's go to the next slide. What else stands out to you here? That we're going to be in the dwelling of God, and that we will be his people and he will be our God. Anything else stand out to you? It's always been God's desire. I really like that. What about he will wipe away every tear? New heaven, new earth. that we're going to be a bride. This is our new earth with no sea, though. There's going to be no sea.
That's sand.
Oh, that's sand. Okay. Apparently that's sand. I don't know. There's going to be fresh water. Okay. We're going to be a new bride. I mean, we're going to be a bride for him. Oh, yeah, new fresh water. We're going to be a bride. So draw a bride. Just draw a veil or something. I don't know. Okay. I like that. That's so cute. That's us, guys. That's us. Okay, we know that we are going to be his God. We're going to be his people, and God is going to be our God. Did I say it right? Yeah, we're going to be in the dwelling of God. Okay, no crying. No weep. He'll wipe away every tear. No weeping. Yeah. So no pain, no weeping. So he'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. And the next page. There will be no more death or mourning. No crying or pain. And everything will be made new. So we're all going to be, like, I guess we're going to have new bodies, right? Like, it's not going to be like bodies, but it's going to be like spirit bodies. Okay. We're going to reign forever and ever with Jesus. Like, I think that's the coolest thing. We're going to reign. Can we write that like in big? Like, reign forever and ever with Jesus. So what is heaven like? We were asking that question, right? Heaven is actually massive. Apparently someone's met, like, it has the cubic meters in the Bible, and someone like translated it to our sort of a measurement, whatever thing, and it says it's 3.375 trillion square miles. I don't even understand how that works. Like, in my brain, I can't even comprehend that number. I have no clue how they calculated it, but that's how it's measured out to be. And what else do we know about heaven? The earth has 169.9 million square miles on the surface right now, but heaven is 20 billion times larger than planet Earth. That's crazy, dude. It is new earth they're talking about. Well, or maybe it is a new earth. I don't know. No, I think they're talking about the earth that we're doing, like, that we live in right now. Heaven's like, the new heaven is like, I don't know what it's like. It's like huge. It's like the universe, basically. Yeah, a place that we can't comprehend. Like, that's why I'm like struggling to like preach this to you, because I don't even know myself. So, but that's okay. We can get through this together. We will learn together. Okay, so we know it's big, and we know that heaven, there's a new heaven and a new earth. And what will our bodies be like? Do you guys know? It'll be perfect, and I don't think we'll necessarily like have flesh and bone, but it's gonna be like it's not gonna be floppy or anything, but we'll be in our full glory, like what God fully made us to be like. Yeah. Okay. So how can we bring heaven to earth? Since we talked about the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, right? How can we actually manifest this and walk this out in our daily lives? Does anyone know? We can pray. We can invite the Holy Spirit into our lives every single day. We can be a light to the world. But how do we be a light? Through what we do and what we say. But where's the source of it all? Like, how do we show love? How do we show love? Like, we do that by, I think we do it. I mean, the way I show heaven to the best of my possibility is through a relationship with God first, right? And by having a relationship, how do we have a relationship with God is by, like, speaking to him and praying to him and reading his word, right? By knowing the truth that's written in the Bible and being like, okay, God, I stand by this, and I want to, like, manifest this. Because God said that we can heal the sick and we can raise the dead. And so when we read the word, you know, we actually, like, believe and pray for these things to happen in our lives, they can totally happen. So why don't we just, like, all close our eyes right now? And we're just gonna like, repent and be like, God, we're really sorry for just not believing that heaven can be on earth right now. So why don't you just say in your own words, pray with me. I'm just going to pray out loud, but you can say in your own words. Daddy, I'm really sorry for just any way I've put an expectation of not having earth on heaven. And I'm really sorry that, you know, sometimes I forget that heaven can be on earth right now and you can manifest through me. And we just completely repent for not living that out day to day. We're really sorry for not walking in that glory that you've called us to do and walking in that heaven that you've made for us to live on earth. And we thank you that you call us citizens not of the world but of your kingdom, Papa. And when we are citizens of your kingdom, we know that we can live as heaven as it is on earth. In the name of Jesus, amen. And, okay. So, who gets into heaven? That's one big question. Everyone who accepts Jesus as their Savior? Everyone who has a relationship with God? I like that because, you know how that there's that verse where it says, like, not, like, oh, we prophesied in your name and we did all these miracles, but Jesus turns to them and he's like, but I never knew you, you know? Yeah, and the five virgins, there was like 10 virgins and there was five that their oil ran out and they knocked on the door and they're like, Jesus, let us in. But he's like, no, but I never knew you. So like, what about other religions that believe they have a relationship with God? What do you guys think about, what would they get into heaven, do you think? No. Why? John 14:6. I love that. That's really good. And here, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him being Jesus, shall not perish in hell, but have eternal life in heaven. So like, what I'm trying to get at is, even though we can try to like brainstorm and be like, you know, from the wisdom we know from the Bible, we can sort of like gather somewhat of a knowledge of what it'll be like. But in the end, like, the only way of getting there is believing in Jesus and knowing and having a true relationship with him. And so, like, all your friends out there that don't know him, like, sad thing is they're not going to get to go there. And that's really unfortunate. So I want us to all close our eyes right now and think of, like, ask Holy Spirit for one person that you think would love to be in heaven with you and get to know Jesus. And I want you to think of that one person, and I want you to, like, just pray for them right now. Like, lift them up and be like, God, I just want to give this person to you, and I ask that you'd meet them, and they would get to be a part of this amazing party, that they would get to be a part of your kingdom and your heaven and the good things you have prepared for us in the future.